Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu coming to you from the Geekery here at the very first GeekeryCon ever. And I'm extremely proud to be talking once again and welcoming to the con our good friend Jody, Ms. Hyde Cosplay. How's it going?
Good. It's been a great day so far. Oh, lots of people in and out and lots of people stopping to talk. So, yeah, it's been great.
Great. And I'm so happy that this is the first time you're appearing as a featured cosplayer.
Oh, my God. It's been awesome. I mean, I was super nervous this morning, but as the day's been going and sitting with Candy and Candy Cosplay and Player 2 and just talking about our mutual nerves of the day, it's been slowly calming me down, and it's been a good day so far.
Now, I know you're a fairly new cosplayer. I would put you right up there with them. Your stuff is awesome.
Thank you.
So you're Wonder Girl today from Young Justice.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that came together.
Well, I've got a six-year-old, and she has been watching Young Justice, and I've been trying to figure out for the longest time, I need a superhero. I've done the villains with my Harley and Enchantress. I've got the Disney princess with Anna. I need something new, and I wanted to have something new for the con, as well, specifically for the Geekery Con.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what if I did something from Young Justice? I'm like, which character could I use? Oh, Raven's been done a lot, and some of the other characters. And I'm like thinking, who does Wonder Girl? I'm going to do Wonder Girl.
I've never seen the Cassie version of Wonder Girl anyway,
so that's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, it just kind of came together. I was surprised how quickly it all fell into place. So
it's cool that you've got a superhero costume finally.
Finally! Hey!
I know you've been talking Black Canary for a while, which would also be badass for you, I think.
That is in the works. She's my next superhero after I get my White Rabbit finished for the Hamilton Comic Con. So,
nice.
Yeah, Black Canary's next.
Right on. You even went all out and dyed your hair and everything.
I was planning on doing it, but I cut my bangs for this character because, yeah, I've never had this done before, so yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, it's good.
Thank you.
Now, what's been the best reaction you've had to one of your cosplays?
Probably yours to my heart.
Oh,
like,
really?
When you couldn't recognize me.
That was a day, that's for sure.
But when I walked out of my building this morning, and because this is the first time, like, this morning was like, I want to put this all together completely. And I walked out of the building, and my friend went, "Oh my God, you look like the picture you showed me of her." I was like, "Yes." It kind of all fell together really well, and yay.
Awesome. Now, when we last spoke, you were about to do two plays.
Yes.
How did that go?
It went really well. I had Hamlet was the second one, and we were worried about it coming together because a lot of us were all over the place. But opening night, it rocked. Like, it was a steampunk version of Hamlet, and just it was wonderful. And I'm just drawing a blank on the other play that I did.
Something muffins?
Yes. Okay, it was for the Left of Center. Baked muffins with dates.
Okay. I remember
and
muffins.
That was the big thing, because it seemed like almost every other line in the play, someone said the word muffin. So,
nice.
That character was a lot of fun. I've done some kind of crazy characters before, but Claudette Tan, the date that she had, absolutely exploded during this thing. And yeah, it was probably the most fun I've ever had doing a play.
Awesome. Now, we do a segment from time to time called the Geek Survey.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cool to ask you a couple questions on it?
Of course.
All right. So, if there was going to be a movie made about your life and your cosplay adventures, who would you want to play you in the movie?
See, I'm going to change this. The last time you asked me this.
Did I ask you this already?
Yeah, you did. The last time you asked me this, I think I said Scarlett Johansson.
That's right.
I'd have to think about that again, because I'd probably go with Emma Stone now, because
nice.
I've been following a lot of her stuff, and the funny thing is since I cut my hair, I actually look a lot more like her and
very
her like
Gwen Stacy like.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that may be another one that I do is Gwen Stacy eventually.
Then I'm glad I had a brain fart and forgot I asked you that question already.
You're giving me more cosplay ideas. No!
Nice, nice. Well, definitely, you should definitely do a Claire Bennett now, because I consider you our biggest cheerleader on the site.
Oh, definitely. I've got that in the plans as well. I'm actually looking for a cheerleading costume right now.
That's awesome.
Unless I make it, but...
Cool. So, not to put you on the spot or make you feel embarrassed, but I've noticed through your pictures that you're very photogenic.
Thank you.
Like, in one spot, you look really lovely, and another, you look like a total badass. I would imagine that would be an asset as a cosplayer.
It is. I'm lucky that... I'm not one to toot my own horn. But hearing you guys like praise my cosplays and being so new, it's, I guess, I don't know. But I also have friends that take pictures really well, so I'm not as skilled as some of my friends, like my friend Jessica, in the art of the selfie.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting better at it. Sorry, well, I'm kind of all over the place today.
That's okay. Well, your friends are very good photographers, then. Let's put
Thank
it that
you.
Way.
Thank
I still
you.
Think your superpower is to look good in all pictures.
I will take that. Thank
all
you.
All right, excellent. Are there other cosplayers you admire?
Candy has become, she's climbing the list. She's awesome to be around.
Yeah, for sure.
Just watching some of the stuff she does, it's really impressive. One of my friends, Serenity Lee, she's been a cosplayer, I'm not sure how long, but just watching the way that she puts things together and, just learning things from her bit by bit, and I'm trying to think of any like big time ones, but I think it's Zombie Bit Me, and
oh yeah, we
there's just so many. I can't think of all of them right now, but being as new as I am as a cosplayer, just the ones that are approachable, and when you say, look, I need help with this and understanding, well, how did you put this together? Even with like elemental photography and talking to her about her cosplays and the stuff about Warbla and the using craft foam and stuff like that, that's how I learned how to make my steampunk stuff.
Oh,
was
cool.
Stuff from her. So yeah, there's a lot of them.
But would you ever do a Heroes of Cosplay type show?
I would like to. Yeah.
That was fascinating.
Yes. Yes. I mean, and even watching things like Face Off, I really enjoy the makeup side of things. So I really want to be able to learn how to do like a body paint. I've seen so many other cosplayers do the body paint stuff, and I think like Pure Light Cosplay, when she does when she did her Starfire and the makeup and everything, it looked awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of cosplayers. I mean, I'm starting to become friends with some of them, which is really nice. They're all really nice people.
Oh, it's a great community.
Yeah. So it's nice to be a part of it. And now doing this and being a featured cosplayer for the first time, it's like, yay!
Well, you deserve it, for sure.
Thank you.
Now, where on social media can people go to see your costumes?
Well, I'm on Facebook. I'm at Ms. Hyde Cosplay. I'm on Instagram. It's MZ_HydeCosplay. And then I am on Cosplay Amino, which is the new app, still is Ms. Hyde Cosplay. So.
Cool. Well, I can't tell you how happy I am that you did this today. Like, I'm honored that you would help us out like this.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's been wonderful being here, and the day's still going, so I'm excited to see how the rest of it goes.
I appreciate that. We're going to definitely see big things from you in the future. I can tell that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again, and hopefully you don't get too sick of us for wanting to do interviews in the future.
No, I couldn't get sick of you guys. I'd do as many interviews as you wanted me to.
Sweet. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jody, and hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.